Welcome back to the Culture Maker Podcast. I'm Mike Edwards, your host, and this is the final episode for 2023. Yes, I'm taking a summer break from the podcast. I'm actually not taking a summer break yet. I think I'm maybe only taking a week or so off over Christmas. I just want to let you know what I'm working on, because when you're doing a podcast, it can be fairly relentless. And the thing is, you do need to take a break to make sure the content is really great going forwards. And that's what I want to do. So just a little bit on the content that I've got planned for next year, connected to some of the stuff I've developed this year. So yeah, this year I developed a devotional for dads called the Leadership Devotional for Dads. And that is available on YouVersion. And at the time that this goes to air, there's been about 2,000 subscribers to that devotional, which I'm pretty impressed with. And I'm writing a new one. Well, I want to take time over the summer break to write a new one, which is going to be called A Father's Bright Vision. And what that's going to do is actually look at a key verse in the Old Testament, which says, without a bright vision, the people perish. And it seems that that verse is right in the smack bang in the middle of a whole lot of other verses around foolishness and folly and good leadership and all that kind of stuff. And what's amazing is that all the fatherhood research, pretty much all of it that I can get my hands on, refers to and comes back to the importance of a father's bright vision in the home. And so I'm going to create a devotional around that, and I hope to have that sort of launched during this summer break. And I've also written some key content for a leadership course for dads that is going to be made available as an e-course, something that the dads can download online and watch online. And I want to just sort of kick that along a little bit and potentially have that produced over summer as well. And I've also written Man to Man. You've probably heard me talking about Man to Man, what she doesn't get and why it's so frustrating. That's the subtitle. And I've just got to get that into print form. And so there's just a little bit of sort of tidying up to do on that to get that done. And of course, yeah, it's been a busy year leading Flare Fires. Love that. I've got a bit of work to dig into over the just leading into Christmas, and so that's a busy little time for me. Got a big outdoor fireplace show coming up, and got some just the usual challenges of business when you lead into summer. So and I want to make sure that I lead really well at work, and I know that this is an important time for me to be even more present there. And you know, it's been a busy year with leading the Bright Vision Charitable Trust, and so that's been good, and there's a bit of extra work for me there at the moment as well in terms of fundraising and that kind of stuff. And we've got a busy growing family, so you know, all of that stuff. And so it's time to take a little summer break from the podcast. I mentioned about the Bright Vision, A Father's Bright Vision devotional that I'm writing, the e-course, the Man to Man e-book. I've also got to paint my house. This will be exciting news for some of you. Going to paint my house. We have a life sentence block, a lifestyle block. So I've got a bunch of stuff to do around there. We're heading to Canada in March to visit our outdoor fireplace factory that we have in Canada and to attend the Toronto Home Show. And of course, I want to develop some new content for this podcast so that I can come back to you with some really helpful content back in 2024. I'm going to be back on April the 4th. That's a Thursday, and aiming to keep this going every 2 weeks as I have for the last 6 months of this year. So, hey, guys, ladies, but I'm really addressing the guys. I know there's lady listeners out there. I want to remind you that you're setting the culture at home. Don't forget that. We've just got to look at trying to make our homes feel brighter. And the reason I do this podcast, the reason so much of what I do is called Culture Maker, is because it's what's wrong in our homes, is how our homes feel. We do live in terrible times. And it's clear that so much going on in the world is a problem of what is an outcome of what's going on at home. And our homes don't feel good. They don't feel good for us. They don't feel good for our partner. Our teens find they're not feeling good, and gosh, everyone's anxious and angry and frustrated. And men, we have a massive challenge ahead of us to focus on making our homes feel better. And we do have this this funny thing where we start off life with this big dream to live lives of respect and to create homes full of people that we love being around. And then we get distracted. And then sometime in the future, we come back and wish that we lived lives of more respect at home. And we hope that we sort of wish that we'd done things better. And man, a leadership, actually leading at home, is one of the hardest places to lead, because in many ways, the emotional stuff and the challenges at home, they're just different than work. And at work, if you're a leader at work, you know, you can often lead with a sort of command and control style, and that doesn't work at home. It doesn't fly. And so, yeah, we can find ourselves a little bit sort of like fish out of water at home. One final thought I want to give you for today is just how important the daily download is when you get home to sort of connect with your partner. And I was talking to a guy about this recently, and how he actually talks about how he considers this moment when he's going home to be a meeting. And I know for you woman listeners, you're going to go, what, a meeting? That's so insensitive. It's so insensitive. It's not a meeting. It's a relationship, and it is. But it's often helpful for us guys to go, because we can be at the end of our day, and we can had a massive day, and we can be sort of have this growing sort of frustration with the sense of what we've got to deal with when we get home. We're really tired, and we don't want to have to step into this sort of emotional chaos, and we can feel like we just want to zone out. We can feel like we just want to disconnect and zone out. But we know that's not healthy. We know that doesn't create a healthy culture. And if we turn up worse than that, if we turn up frustrated and angry, then that's not healthy. And in fact, even just in the anticipation of turning up in that way, our partners and our kids can start to get wound up themselves. And so that in itself can create a really unhealthy culture. Dads, what I want to encourage you to do is, as you're winding up your day at work, as you're thinking about jumping in the car, I want you to think about one last meeting for the day. And it's the most important meeting of your day. And it might just be 5 minutes. Just in your mind, just put aside 5 minutes. Now, it might be 15, but really, it's just sort of 5 minutes of turning up well and going and finding your partner, getting alongside her, whatever room she's in. And, you know, if she's in the dishes, then pick up tea towel. If she's in the laundry, then pick up some clothes. If she's in the lounge, and just sit down beside her and say, hey, how was your day? And then as she starts to tell her day, just go, well, tell me more about that. Or how did that make you feel? Or, you know, just start to hear her day, and don't try to fix her. Just listen to her. And when you do that, and when you do that daily, it transforms homes. And it's probably, I think, of all the things that we could do, it could be one of the most important things we could do. There's a whole other thing that bothers me as I finish up, and I think it's phones, our devices. They're massive culture makers in our homes. And when you think about it, our phones and our devices, to a large degree, are actually dictating the cultures in our homes. And we used to have a TV that would try to influence our culture, but we'd all be sitting around it together as a family. And I'm not trying to hark back to better days, because I don't do that. I hate that. I hate it when men go, man, back in my day, and all they can think of is how good their days were, when really your kids just want you to talk about how good the days can be. They want you to fill their lives with a brighter vision for the future. And it's hard to lead effectively unless you're doing that, unless you're thinking bigger and thinking brighter for the future. If you're not, then your kids will not be being inspired and by your leadership. And so I'm just aware of myself thinking back to, you know, the TV days were so good, because, you know, you're all just sitting there together. And whilst there might be some cultural narrative coming into your home, you did have the opportunity to speak into it in a way that was meaningful. But now a lot of that happens in the bedrooms, in our kids' bedrooms, and in our bedroom, and phones fill our lives with voices that and opinions and sort of philosophies of the world that don't line up with ours, with what we're trying to create at home. And that's not to mention the bad stuff, like all the poor body image things for women and all the porn that's bad for men and women, for those that are into that as well. But yeah, phones are filling, the phones are affecting our culture at home. Devices, not just phones, it's devices, it's iPads, it's whatever, screens, multiple screens. So I want to encourage you over your summer break to create time that is device-free for your family. Be the leader. Create moments where your time with your children is engaging enough that it disconnects them from their devices. Your kids need that. They need it from you. It's not enough just to say, hey, get off your phone, get off your device, and not give them anything reasonable or positive or encouraging or culture-making to engage with. You need to, that's, I think, the thing you need to think about is phones are culture makers. And that's what, there's this big sort of dopamine hit coming from all of this. It's this sort of culture stuff. And you need to replace it with some culture making stuff. Replace it with some games. Replace it with some games outside or some board games inside. Replace it with some fun and some connectivity and some relationship and some stuff that builds life into your family. So that's my encouragement for you. I hope that's been helpful. And I love spending time with you this year. Thanks for my loyal listeners out there. Appreciate you. For the new ones that have joined in, really appreciate that. I look forward to getting back in connection with you on April the 4th, 2024. See you then.